This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, here we go. Alice in Chains tonight will receive the Founders Award from MoPop starting at 6 o'clock. It is a very big deal. The event will be streaming starting at 6 on MoPop's Facebook page, Amazon Music's Twitch channel, and the Amazon Music app. All right, on the line now we have Jerry Cantrell. Sean Kinney should be dialing in at any moment. You guys getting all warmed up for tonight?
I am. I'm really excited about it. It's been a heck of an undertaking. A lot of people had to come together, you know, in a kind of strange time. And in a weird way, it's taking something that is a kind of a small, intimate, you know, hometown thing, and kind of the artists that are involved, it's probably a bigger field than I think they normally have because like I said, it's usually just 150, 200 people in the Sky Church. So we have more artists, and it's got more reach, and it's going to be, it's got the charity element to it as well. So that's going to be exciting to see. Sean and I purposely have kind of kept ourselves in the dark, other than our performance, of course, just so we can kind of be kind of surprised and excited and to see it as everybody else.
I was gonna say, are you kind of the director of this as far as what the other bands and performers are playing as far as the songs they pick? Because you guys are playing too.
No, we actually let everybody else pick whatever they wanted to do, and fortunately, you know, we've got a few tunes, so we picked
you
a couple of songs that nobody had played.
Sean, you're on the line too, right?
I have shown up to listen to you guys talk. Hey, I got a question. This is Men's Room, right?
This is Men's Room.
This is.
Hey, which one of you guys is the one that hands out the mints and the paper towels in the Men's Room?
Oh, I'd be the mints guy. There's no doubt about it, man.
Would you like a menthol or a regular Marlboro?
So you're not the guy that changes the spools and mops the floor. You just
Hands out the paper towel after you turns on the water.
Hey, bro, you got to work your way up to that, right? You start with the toilet paper changing, the vomit cleanup. Now I'm handing out mints, dog.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty lucrative too, right? I mean,
it's very
a nice side hustle.
$1 at a time,
like you've ever stayed in a fair amount.
Look, it's pretty sweet setup you guys got there. The little radio thing, the little bathroom hustle. That's
nice.
Cool.
Hey, I have one major question, and this is entirely personal. Now, I know that this is what MoPop, but I know a couple years ago, when you guys got a Grammy, we were gifted the tequila that they gave you. So I'm just hoping that should you guys be gifted more tequila, you could send that our way.
We're right here.
Well, you mean when we lost, like, our umpteenth Grammy.
Who did you guys lose to?
I don't know. We've lost everybody. we are, but I think if we pull off one more, I think we will be the most nominated losing rock band in history, which is a winning. That's winning by losing.
It is. I mean, that's significant.
I think we're tied with Megadeth right now. Yeah.
I mean, they were almost great.
They finally won.
Them one. So it's like, hey, cool, they're off. So now we just either we're tied or we, you know, if we can pull off one more and lose by winning. Right.
Hey,
there.
Look, man, we have we've won one award on this radio show. I'm making so the award was Most Improved Show, which is kind of an insult with a plaque.
Well, no, that's cool. I mean,
I got a participation trophy.
Yeah. Doesn't mean you're good.
Yeah, well, you're not great. You don't win, like, best in radio. You won, hey, you suck a little less.
That is exactly.
Thanks, Sean. you guys have been on the other side of this before. You guys have performed, but, you know, that was tributes to other artists. And when you look at the class of artists that have gone in there, whether it's Crosby, Stills, and Nash, or Hart, Carlos Santana, some of the other nominees.
Are you only naming Grammy winners?
No, these are also.
Are you rubbing this in?
Yeah, well.
Man, that's cruel, bro.
Maybe so. But,
rub it in.
But when have you guys ever sat back and listened to other people perform your songs? I mean, that doesn't seem like, you know, like that's.
And these
that's
are quality people. Yeah. It's like Metallica,
really,
Billy Corgan.
Really ever do. Once in a while, somebody sends, you know, people send you stuff a lot, but, you know, I'm more, you know, like when you see like a really young kid, you know, YouTube or somewhere like playing your song, that really is cool. You know, like when I see like that, I don't really focus on, you know, successful, you know, known rock band playing your song, you know, too much. I think it's great anyway. I mean, it's always honored when they do it, but this will be really cool. I mean, Fishbone, man, those guys are good friends.
Dude,
that's some crazy, who knows whether they could turn it into a ska tune. I can't wait to
one of my favorite bands ever is Fishbone. I will say this, the KISW house band here, we were performing, and this is local, we're performing Man in the Box at the Crocodile, right? You're welcome, by the way. So we're performing this song.
You get paid for that.
I'm playing bass on this bad boy, and sadly, this is the video that circulates. I start getting into it. I start jumping up and down. I tripped backwards over the drum riser, took out half the drum set. But to my credit, I kept playing. But my kids have laughed at this video for the last 3 years now.
Tonight, by the way, Alice in Chains will receive the Founders Award from Mopop. That's at 6 o'clock. They'll do that on their Facebook page.
And congratulations on that, by the way,
also,
man. That is awesome.
Amazon's Music Twitch channel, Amazon Music app as well. You guys will raise some money for Mopop. You've got an autographed guitar. Pearl Jam's got a guitar they put up for auction. Russell Wilson brought in an autographed jersey. So
he's not going to sing.
Those guys can make some money. The one on the list that blew my mind a little bit, to be honest with you guys, is, strangely enough, Chris DeGarmo. That's the first time I've seen his name on a bill in, you know, since we've been in Seattle. So that's incredibly cool. How did you guys pull that off?
This is a second interview in a row.
Chris is the unicorn, man.
Chris is the unicorn. And people are like,
I mean, that's serious.
Excited. And they should be excited. He's one of the greatest, just as
humans. That's right.
I've ever met, pleasure of meeting in my life, but such a talented guy, such a dear friend of, you know, of the band, and Jerry and I have known him for a long time, and
amazing songwriter, great vocalist, killer guitar player.
Would you get in an airplane that he's the pilot of?
Yeah.
I have been.
Have you really?
I've been on Air DeGarmo.
Do they have mints?
He has mints, you know, they're a little price. They'll have whatever you want on those things at that price, you know what I'm saying?
How does Robert Downey Jr. get involved in this thing tonight?
We had a bunch of friends take part either musically or just kind of give a little kind of shout out or attaboy or whatever, and Bob's been a friend for a while, and he's a huge fan of music, you know, and while we were doing this thing, we have a mutual friend, and we reached out to him and asked him if he'd be willing to take part of it, and he was like, yeah, no problem, send in a little thing, it's gonna be cool.
So the people that are performing, are these people that you reach out to, or did they reach out to you guys and say, I'd love to be a part of this?
We made a list of like, hey, who would you like to reach out to?
Yeah,
I mean, with this COVID thing,
right,
made it really weird, and so, you know, everything's being done differently, and so the concern was, how do you pull it off? A, it's going to be a lot more work. So, you know, and we didn't want it to be the Octobox quarantine jam thing. so we wanted to have a higher production thing. So we did a director, and Jason came in, who's Macklemore, did the Macklemore videos, and he's a really great, talented guy. And all these people lent their time and talent, and Mopop stepped up hard and had to really, you know, make these things happen. And they've just been so great. And we made
some calls too, you know, to friends, and we wanted to put together a good show, you know, and especially for the fact that it's raising money, you know, for the for a good cause.
Yeah.
You know?
When you listen to guys like Metallica or Billy Corgan or any of these guys tell you the songs that they want to play, that they really appreciate from you guys, are you kind of taken aback at what the artists themselves are picking as far as what they think is quintessential Alice in Chains? Like, I want to cover that. That was kind of
the fun part of it, because we made a conscious choice to, let everybody else make those picks first. You know, everybody else pick, and then we'll pick a couple of tunes that nobody did, and we'll do those, you know. And some interesting choices, you know. The cool thing is, you know, these guys and gals are our friends and our peers, and they're heroes as well, you know. Inspired us, either came up at the same time we did or inspired us to take the path or came after us, you know. So it's going to be really cool to see everybody put their personality on the thing, you know, on the tunes, and that's what it should be, you know.
And technically, this probably is not a big deal for Mike Inez, because he already got in with Heart, I guess, right?
We've known Ann and Nance for a long time. They're just heroes and some of the greatest people and most talented, you know, people you could ever meet. But they've come to our aid throughout our entire career from back when we were starting out. You know, they're just real.
Always been there.
Yeah, always been there. Great, great, you know, local gals, but just global, immense talents, you know.
Let me ask you this. So you point out, you say they've come to your aid since the get-go for you guys. So if you went back in the time machine, right, and your hair's longer, yeah, you're probably thinner, you don't have to wear Spanx under the leather and all this, and you say, hey, man, you guys may or may not believe this, in 30 years, you guys are going to get the MoPop Award. Not that we knew what MoPop was then, but just like as they put it, for the last three decades, Alice in Chains' musicianship, advocacy work, and dedication to their fans have made them an integral part of Seattle's artistic community. So if you read that quote to yourself when you guys were first starting out, would you have even believed it?
No. I mean, you want to believe it. When you're starting out, that's all you believe.
Like,
I'm going to make it. I'm going to do this. I mean, you got to. You know, live like a rat and be homeless and just dedicate, you know, you're all in, you know. So, I mean, and you're young and you don't know any better and you're all in. Like, the future's ahead of you, you know. As time goes on, it gets kind of weird.
Fall back.
You know, when you can look back a little bit, which I don't spend too much time, it can get a little overwhelming, you know, because for the most part, bands and careers like this aren't designed to last more than like 5 years. You know, they kind of come, they go, people move on. It takes a lot more that's way out of any record company or the people involved to sustain something that long. And it comes solely down to fans and people that identify with this music for whatever reason and then hit, you know, and turn new people onto it, you know? So you become like a steward of your own making with your friends, and you just kind of steward, and we try to add to it. And
I like to look at it like a shepherd, you know, like a shepherd, you know, not like a German shepherd. Sean's got a couple of those, but yeah. You know,
they only speak German, by the way, Jerry.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. No, I mean it's cool. I mean this is cool because, you know, we've got some trinkets over the years. People have like, hey, here's a shiny thing for your rock abilities and stuff. But we this one's cool because it's about home and it's for a great cause and all that stuff. And that means more, you know, than anything that you can affect some change.
Yep. Sure.
And a couple miles from where we started under the Ballard Bridge, you know, yeah, even less than that, I think.
You've been under the Ballard Bridge recently. Times have changed.
It's a PCC now.
I have gone down there. It looks a little different.
Yes, yeah. It does. Well, Mike's Chili Parlor is still there.
Still there, yeah.
But other than that.
Yeah, Mike's Chili's still there.
What about the fact that you guys, because of tonight, the guys in Soundgarden are playing one of your tunes tonight, and I don't know how many times that they've gotten together and just jammed as friends, and right. I guess they're putting together the Tad Garden aspect of that. But how cool is that?
That's cool, man. I mean, I purposely haven't paid attention to, like Jerry said, what other people are going to play or do. I'm trying to be as... I want to watch it like everybody else. I mean, I know that we did our thing, and then we all, you know, the band looked at that. We made sure that the ad thing wasn't, you know, was up to snuff.
I think McCready and Tad are playing with them, too.
Yeah, that's gonna be just an amazing night. It is
really cool stuff, man. I mean, it's, you know, Lily Silver's making her
debut, and she's playing one of her songs, Susan's daughter and Chris's daughter, and it's, you know, it's a big thing. And Chris DeGarmo, who you brought up, the unicorn's playing with her as a company. So there's just some really, really cool stuff. I mean, Novoselic's in there with, I think, Thiles playing. Those two dudes are rocking one of our weird, bizarre tunes I heard. And, yeah, I mean, I'm just shocked how many people found the time and took the time in this weird sci-fi movie we're all living in.
That's why they had the time. Don't flatter yourself. They were tired of making sourdough.
You can have the time, but, you know, these are all professional people. They're not... You know,
is that like the thing? I mean, I haven't made it yet since quarantine, and I keep hearing about it. Is that what you're supposed to do, make sourdough?
I think when you got to.
Like, have to. Aren't there other things you could do?
Banana bread.
I like bread. I like bread, but, you know, is that the thing? Everybody's got to make sourdough, huh?
Yeah. You guys have got to be just itching and going nuts. I mean, as far as just wanting to get together, get on the road, but just have things get back to normal, and hopefully that'll happen soon. But it's really cool that this is happening tonight. There are a ton of people that are involved, and everyone's looking forward to this. And unfortunately, it can't be live.
Right.
But I think the way you guys are doing it, it's going to be very unique. It's going to let more people into that room that have normally been able to see this kind of thing before. You know, that was a very private event normally as far as the number of people that were allowed in and everything.
Be the first one I see.
Yeah,
and we appreciate your guys' involvement, too. You know, KISW was instrumental in supporting this band from day one. I think you guys were the first time we were playing on the radio. You used to play our demos, you know? So.
Damn. And we were personally responsible for getting you those rock stickers for your guitar this tour around. So if you get any compliments on
rock stickers for Jerry.
I appreciate those, man. Yeah. Those went to good use. Yeah. I may need some more.
Okay, not a problem.
We know a guy.
The event will be streaming tonight starting at 6 o'clock on Mopop's Facebook page, Amazon Music's Twitch channel, and the Amazon Music app. It's so good to talk to you guys, Jerry. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. Good stuff.
Sean, you too.
Yeah, man. You as well.
Thanks for having us on. And, Guy, I think there's a puke cleanup in stall 3.
Hey, I'm a mint duty, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool, man. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, no worries.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.